And welcome to today's episode, and it's key 16 for Conversationality, Rhythm Nation. Who knew there were so many different aspects and factors and focus points for conversationality? Putting all of these different keys together, not only could you open an awful lot of doors, but more seriously, each one will give you a slight difference in how you present your words, how you use your voice, make you sound much more authentic and engaging and spontaneous. And key 16 is the one that I've called Rhythm Nation. Because a formal script will sound script perfect. Each phrase and sentence will come with the regularity of waves on a shore, every one much like the previous one. Think perhaps of a documentary style of presentation or an announcer. It sounds like a script has been written and read and rehearsed and recorded. But that's not how we speak in real life. In real life, our utterances have ebb and they have flow. We don't really talk in sentences at all, but a series of phrases of different lengths with rises and falls in pitch and intonation, and yes, with pauses as we search for the right word and stumbles as well as we correct ourselves, as though you're discovering the thoughts as they occur to you and you deliver them to somebody else. Your story will have natural pacing if the thoughts and feelings in your script or story influence how you express them. Listeners should be able to hear different rhythms as the thoughts and feelings unfold. A read read tends to be quite consistent, definite. A natural conversational read has more variety. As I say, more ebb and flow. There's that phrase again. So what are some of the rhythms? Some words and ideas should come quickly, while others, usually the important words, will take more time, more care, more deliberation. As we search for the word, there's a stumble, a suspension, as there was there. And if you look at the show notes, you'll see that actually I'm reading from a script that's there, but I'm making it sound, hopefully, authentic, conversational, colloquial, off the cuff, whichever way you want to put it. And there should be some natural pauses between thoughts. After all, even though you can't see your audience, there's no verbal or facial feedback from them, as we've discussed before, it's still a dialogue. It's not a monologue that you're trying to achieve here. And what a pause does, a pause creates a moment where they can inject their own thoughts. That could be thinking something, or they could be nodding along or shaking their head as they try and understand or disagree with what it is that you're talking about. So, key 16 is about the rhythm of a piece and how you're upsetting the rhythm of a scripted script to make it sound much more conversational. Because we don't speak like waves on a shore. We speak as though the ideas are just coming to us. Key number 17 tomorrow, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.